feel like you should have got the 2 points tonight, Keith?
Yeah. Yeah, we did, Tim. I thought we let him hang around in the second period. I thought our first period was strong. Third period was in a decent place. But the second period, I thought they right from the start to the finish, I thought they took it to us. So you got to find a way to play consistent in all three periods in a game, and you can't let teams hang around, especially on your home ice.
Killer instinct, that's not something your group has had a lot of experience with so far, right?
No, we haven't. Usually, obviously, with our where we sit right now, the majority of the time we've been chasing games, so it's learning how to play with the lead. You catch yourself on both sides. When you're chasing the game, you get out of your structure, and then like tonight when you have the lead, you have to understand you have to play a certain way. Your identity of your team doesn't change based on your score.
Interested to hear why you decided to shoot second on the shootout.
You know, we haven't had a lot of success with our shootouts this year, so trying something different with regards to being able to get the shootout win.
You're 3-0-2 the last five games at home. What do you take from this recent stretch of good play?
You know, I feel like the experience. I feel like the players. You have to put a strong value on games played. Different situations, special teams for first-year players. So, an understanding of how the game, with regards to structure, needs to be played, and just that feeling of being able to get the job done at the pro level.
What can you say about the play of your goaltender who's faced a lot of rubber in the last couple games?
I think Eric's been excellent. He's he's made some big saves tonight. The previous nights, every time he's in, he gives us a chance to win. He's played a lot of games for us. And again, there's a lot of work coming up for this this week and a half. But Eric's been real strong.